This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The son of a prominent New York City heiress, philanthropist, and socialite says he is not guilty of defrauding his mother of millions of dollars. The late Brooke Astor's son, Anthony Marshall, entered that plea at his arraignment today. The New York County District Attorney unsealed an 18-count indictment against Marshall and his lawyer, Francis Morrissey. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
In the years before her death this summer at the age of 105, Brooke Astor was swindled by her only son and legal guardian, Anthony Marshall, according to the New York District Attorney. D.A. Robert Morgenthau said Marshall preyed upon his mother, who was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, netting a sizable chunk of Astor's $198 million estate.
Marshall and Morrissey took advantage of Mrs. Astor's diminished mental capacity in a scheme to defraud her and others out of millions of dollars.
One of the charges against Marshall is that he sold a favorite painting of his mother's by the American Impressionist Child Hassam and pocketed $2 million as a commission. A professional art appraiser who has dealt with paintings of that period described the sale price of $10 million as on the low side. District Attorney Morgenthau was asked how he made the determination that a $2 million commission was too much.
Common sense. I mean, as her financial advisor, power of attorney, he was supposed to always act in her interest. And when it was clear that he was not acting in her interest, that's when the crime occurred.
Astor's will has already been the subject of dispute in probate court, where the 83-year-old Marshall is being sued by his son. The criminal case will focus on whether gifts and a salary increase from Marshall were, as he claims, actually approved by Astor in recognition of her son's outstanding work in overseeing the family fortune. But Elliot Schlissel, a New York attorney who focuses on issues of elder law, says that someone of Brooke Astor's advanced age and illness could not make that sort of decision, and her guardian should have known as much.
A person who was so infirm and so debilitated might not have any capacity to consent to anything. It would be beyond her capabilities.
Marshall is also charged with using his mother's funds to pay for a yacht captain, a vacation house, and a secretary for his theatrical productions. Marshall's attorney, Kenneth Warner, otherwise unavailable for comment, issued a statement which claimed that his client would be exonerated and went on to add, quote, "Brooke Astor loved Tony, her only child, and whatever he received was in accordance with her wishes." Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.